They did. They ran it a couple of times. I mean, they was working on the backside, 3-by-1, either slants or back shoulder fade. So yeah, we got that route a couple of times, so we was aware of it. I like them both the same. I think we just needed the opportunity to get the offense back the ball, so the second one kind of set up a little better. But our job as a defense is to go out there and stop the opposing team offense. I think we did a good job of that. We didn't start off well early on in the game, giving up two big plays. But other than that, I think we rallied, kept fighting, and was ultimately able to get the W. Well, they were running slants all day, so I wanted to be inside of him. Hopefully, I think the hardest route for him to throw outside of the slants, what they've been running, was the fade route. So I wanted to kind of take the inside away from him. Hopefully, he run the fade and be able to get in the throwing lane and get your head back around and look for the ball. Always a good win going into the bye week. We still got a long ways to go. I mean, but it's easy to correct it off a W instead of an L. So I think we, like I said, we made some mistakes, but we get to correct it. We got a week to do that. Well, 2 weeks to do that, and hopefully we get started moving in the right direction now. It doesn't matter. I like to play however I can help the team. We have been doing a lot of matching up, and I think it's been working for us. We've been doing well. Whatever the defense or whatever the coaches ask us to do, I think the guys have been stepping up and responding well to it. So we're going to continue to do that, put our hands on receiver to try to change the timing between the quarterback and the receivers, and hopefully that'll help us in the long run. Just keep fighting and scrapping. We tell ourselves every day it's not, they're going to bend. They're going to make some plays. They get paid as well, too. So just keep fighting, keep scrapping, and ultimately, win the fourth quarter. And we got to pull a W out this way. It worked for us.
Knowing some of the struggles you guys have had on defense in recent weeks and the two big plays early in this game, how much did you need the defense to come up big in the second half?
Well, after giving up, those two big plays, we need to make a couple of stops to make up for those. I mean, we hate to start off behind the eight ball like we did, but like I said, we just, we persevered. We just kept fighting, kept scrapping, and was able to get the W at the end of the day. Yeah, I mean, you want a chance, the opportunity to get even the score. So that's what you play for, the competitive spirit. You want to go out there and have a chance to either play that slant route or play that exact same route again. So I was blessed with the opportunity again and just wanted to, be in a good position to make a play on the ball. I still think we're a long ways to go, but we're trying to be the best defense, so we got a lot of work to do. I think all guys are geared into doing that, working hard and trying to get better. So I just think we'd be very detailed and technique sound. I think we'd be well. I did lose it a little bit. I got my head around, I think, twice on it and was able, once it hit my hand, just squeeze it, bring the ball in. Well, I wanted to remember the route. I mean, we're going to take something from those bad plays. You got to learn something from it. If you don't learn nothing from it, it's going to happen again. So I took what I need to take from that play and ultimately, try to correct what I did wrong or try to make it better. But we still have a short-term memory. I didn't let that play affect the next play in a negative way. I wanted it to be positive. So, like I said, we had an opportunity to see that play again and make a play on the ball. I think they were running double slants on both sides. They were running mirror routes, and they was able to make a play. The two corners was falling off into deeper coverage, and we didn't take the proper angles that was needed to make the tackle and get the guys down to so our defense could play another play. So that's a part of one of the things that we have to eliminate, so we can eliminate some of those big plays, and we can move smooth forward into the make us a better defense. It's more than me watching, so I can't replay them as much as I would like to. So, we just watch them as like we normally do, try to correct some of the things, try to learn something from it, and move forward. Hopefully it can help us in the future. If not, we move forward and keep on going. Yeah, somebody else got to pay for it. It's not me. somebody, Trail, Aaron. You got me. You got me. I might be in college. It's different teams. I mean, we did go back and, you know, watch some of the things. It was different things at State that time. We played them last time. So we didn't, you know, different receivers out there, a lot of different personnel. So we did see some of those games, see some of the tendencies from that game, but we concentrate a lot on, you know, what they've been doing now. I didn't think it could help us as much, you know, to get this W in this game. You know, we did a lot of studying, you know, the last four games that they played, the preseason game that they played. So it wasn't, but I did have, yeah, that was the last time I played against them. I did end up getting a pick in that game. We always did mix it up. Sometimes we, you know, depends on what coach asks of us that week. If it's to match up, we match up. If it's not, we play our sides, whatever he asks for. So we never know what we're going to get, depending on what team we're playing and what kind of scheme we're trying to run that week as well. I think it's doing a good job of gelling. I think because the guys are taking the initiative, we watch films after practice together, either at the facilities or at one of our houses. So I think that helps the camaraderie of the team to move forward. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody's working hard to try to get together. Everybody wants to get better. So I think that helps a lot with us gelling on the field. I think as much as we hang off the field and try to get, try to get our eyes to see the same thing, I think that's helped us on the field as much. So we're going to keep on doing that, and hopefully that helps us out in the long run. I think I would do a better job at the line of scrimmage early in the down, trying to, like I said, we always try to change the timing up between the receiver and the quarterback. And I don't think I did a good job of that on the touchdown. He ended up getting a good release off of me, kind of free release, so he was able to toss the ball right over the head without any contest. Well, it was a little different situation into the, you know, he had more yards. In between, it was a shorter on a touchdown play. You know, I mean, he has more yardage, so the quarterback had to make a longer throw. We had time enough to get – they're not the fastest receiver, so we had time enough to get back in position downfield to get our heads on the ball.
Was it the same route?
Same route, but just a little longer.
Was